All right, we turn to our pandemic coverage now. The FDA today approving COVID booster shots for all adults. 10 states already allow this, but today's decision opens up eligibility to tens of millions of people. And News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is in New York for us. Tom, you have more details on exactly what this decision means.
Right. It means quite a bit. In a word, our medical experts telling us, Nicole, this is huge. A big part of the reason for that is the confusion it eliminates. Not just the FDA greenlighting this, but the CDC, which really has the final say on who gets to roll up their arm. So no questions now about age or eligibility, whether you can mix or match. If you're over 18 and you've completed your initial vaccination with an approved COVID vaccine 6 months or more ago, you can now get a booster this weekend if you like, if you can. The endorsement by the CDC, as you say, opening the door to tens of millions of Americans to get that third shot, just as a growing body of evidence has been showing us that vaccine effectiveness fades or wanes over time. And for that reason, largely, this FDA emergency use authorization actually is coming 2 months later than the Biden administration would have liked it to. Here in New York City, for example, officials chose not to wait for Washington, for the FDA or the CDC moving on their own to allow a third shot, joined by states that include Arkansas, California, Colorado, New Mexico. Usually there would have been today's FDA meeting, which there was, to examine the data, then a public meeting to publicly examine the data, but the agency's acting commissioner, Janet Woodcock, took the fairly unusual step of just going ahead and clearing the doses without holding that public meeting because of the urgency of this and because the data, the agency says, is just that good. And we are just ahead of the holidays, heading into the winter months, the colder months, when more of us are gathering indoors, and at a time when we are seeing across the country COVID cases and hospitalizations going back up. In fact, Nicole, in granting this approval earlier today, the FDA said that boosters are the best way to avoid hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19.